Hello everyone, how are you all doing? We have episode 50 of Fantasy Schmodown. I've been doing the show for a while now. We're up to episode 50, which is very exciting. I'm not doing anything special. When we get to episode 100, I have something very, very special planned. But not doing anything for episode 50. But we are doing something, just not anything too incredibly special. But I do think we'll have a good match because we have the third round one match of the Intergeekdom team's tournament so far. Polyama and Chandra Dhandapani, Team Swag, has moved on, and then the usual suspects, Janine the Machine and Jen Kemp, have moved on. You can go check those matches out on the podcast feed, or we launched a YouTube channel, so I'd really appreciate if you went and checked out the YouTube channel and subscribe there, and then comment on one of the videos. Anyone will work. Just comment on one of the videos. Let me know if you want to see any kind of simulations in the future. What kind of simulations do you guys want me to do? If you're new to the show, basically how we do this is take somebody's accuracy in the movie Trivia Schmodown, say they have an 80% accuracy. Then you get a random number generator between 1 and 100 that goes down to two decimal places. So, say the player's accuracy is an 80%. If the random number generator is 80 or below, that means that it was within their knowledge range and they got it. If it's 81 or above, then that means that it's outside of their knowledge range and they missed it. And then that is how we simulate matches. So right now we got a Intergeekdom Teams tournament match. Corruption, Chance Ellison and Mike Kalinowski, the two finalists of the tournament, going up against the rock stars, Alex Damon and Jared Habon. Why Habon was put in instead of Vavida, Habon does have a higher accuracy, just slightly. But Habon does have a higher accuracy, and we're putting in the best players, the two best players from each faction. But Corruption was the reason I decided to do this tournament, because I said, does Corruption really have the best team of IG players with Ellison and Kalinowski? Because they made it to the end. So do they really have the best team? Is it the dungeon? Is it actually Swag? Who does have the best team? So we're finding out right now. Tomorrow we will have let's see. Tomorrow we will have the Dungeon, Robert Parker and Kevin Smets, going up against the Burning Droogs, Brandon Hanna and the Warfather. So that is going to be fun. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started with Corruption versus the Rockstars. How this will work in round number one: 10 questions from 10 different Intergeekdom categories. Each one's worth a point. Each player is playing for themselves, so they can't confer. So each team has a chance of 2 points per question if both players on their team get it right. One correct answer is worth 1 point. If a player gets every single question right in round number one, they will get a bonus question asked just to them. There's no stealing in this round. As I said before, each correct answer is worth a single point. So let's get started. Question number one comes in the category of Star Trek. Star Trek. We're trekking through the stars on this question. And we will be starting with Chance Ellison, the Intergeekdom tournament champion. He hits. Alex Damon hits. Mike Kalinowski hits. And Jared Habon hits. Everybody hits in Star Trek to start. 2-2. Jared Habon, definitely the weakest player of the four players playing today. So we'll see if Damon would be able to carry him through the first round. We'll have to see. Next category is Star Wars. Star Wars. Starting with Damon. Of course, Damon hits. Kalinowski hits. Habon hits. Ellison hits. And we are tied 4-4. Everybody hits in Star Wars. Nobody's missed so far, as now we will head into the category of the Wizarding World. This is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We are going to be starting with Kalinowski. And a miss from Kalinowski and Harry Potter. Habon hits, Ellison hits, and a miss from Damon. So Ellison and Habon, Kalinowski and Damon, the first two to miss. Habon definitely holding his own. He only has a 60% accuracy. or 61 compared to Ellison, who has an 87, and Kalinowski and Damon, who have a 79. So definitely interesting that it's Ellison and Haybon who are remaining perfect, but we're still tied at 5 after Kalinowski and Damon each miss in Harry Potter. Question number 4, the category is Marvel. Marvel, starting out with Haybon. He hits once again. Ellison hits. Damon hits. And Kalinowski hits, and we're back to clean sweeps. I have a feeling this is going to be a high-scoring match. See if Haybon can keep on holding it down like he has so far. He's doing very, very well. Question number 5 now. Question number 5, the category is the MCU. The MCU. Chance Ellison. Ooh, Ellison gets his first miss. Damon misses in MCU. Kalinowski hits, and Haybon hits. Wow. Wow. Jared Haybon remains the only player who is perfect. Everybody else has missed a question. Damon has missed 2. Kalinowski and Ellison have missed 1. How is Jared Haybon still perfect? Question 6 is the DCEU. DCEU. Starting out with Damon here. And he hits. Kalinowski hits. Haybon hits. And Ellison hits. Clean sweep. Oh, just dropped my pen. Clean sweep there again, though. 10-10 is currently the score out of 12 possible points in 6 questions. I mean, I swear, if Haybon, the lowest ranked player out of this group of 4, is the player to go perfect in round 1, I'll lose my mind. Okay, question number 7 is DC. DC. Starting here with Mike Kalinowski. He hits Jared Haybon. There's Jared Haybon's first miss. Chance Ellison hits, and Alex Damon hits. Now Corruption will take a 1-point lead. We will be getting no perfect round 1s. Jared Haybon definitely showing up so far. He's doing better than Damon. The score is 12-11 with 3 questions left in round number 1. Question number 8 comes in the category of Middle-Earth. Middle-Earth, starting with Jared Haybon, and he's back on the correct answering train. Now we go over to Chance Ellison. He hits. Damon hits, and Kalinowski misses, and we are tied right back up. Kalinowski with a miss in Middle-Earth. 13-13, tied right back up. Very surprised with the Rockstars hanging with Corruption as well as they have. Next up, we go to Heroes and Villains, though. Heroes and Villains, starting out with Chance Ellison. He hits Damon. A miss from Alex Damon. Kalinowski misses. And Jared Haybon misses. So Chance Ellison, the IG tournament winner, the only one to hit on that question. 14-13. The last question in round 1 will come from the category of Mixed Bag. Mixed Bag, starting out with Alex Damon. He hits. Kalinowski hits. Haybon misses. And Chance Ellison misses. So, Kalinowski and Damon, the only ones to hit there. And after round number 1, Corruption with 15, the Rockstars 14. Jared Haybon, definitely a very impressive showing. Goes 8 out of 10 in round number 1. Damon only able to go 6 out of 10, which is surprising. And then on the other side of the ball, Ellison goes 8 of 10. Kalinowski goes 7 of 10. So, 15-14, Corruption in the lead. I think some people thought Corruption would have a bit larger of a lead, maybe not expecting Haybon to be doing so well, but it's only a 1-point game, and anything can happen, as now we head into the wheel round, round number 2. How round number 2 will work is, Corruption is in the lead. They have the option to go first or second, and they will be going first. So, they will spin the wheel. Whatever they land on, they have the option to keep it or to spin away. But they must take their second category if they decide to have 2 spins. Now, whatever category they end up with, though, they will get 5 questions in each with 2 points. Now, they have the option to go down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. And if they get a question wrong, their opponent can steal. The Rockstars can steal if Corruption gets a question wrong. So let's see what Corruption spins. They get the DCEU. Corruption gets the DCEU. We know this is a strength of Kalinowski, and corruption is taking the DCEU. Okay, here we go. Five questions for corruption and DCEU. Let's get started. Question number one, they hit it for 2 points, 17-14 is now the score. Question number two, hitting it once again, 19-14. Question number three. Once again, they hit 21-14. Question number four. And that's a hit once again. 23-14. And final question. And it is a hit once again. 25-14. 25-14. A perfect round for corruption in DCEU. They ran through that category so easily. So now the rock stars have a bit of work to do. They find themselves down by 11 points. At this point, a knockout is possible if they get a category they're bad at and corruption can steal. But with how they've been playing so far, hopefully they'll be able to keep pace and bring us to round number three. Let's see what the rock stars spin. They get the Wizarding World. Do the rock stars want to keep Wizarding World or spin away? They will be spinning away from Wizarding World. They must take whatever they land on now. And they get Star Wars. Wow. Wow. Alex Damon picks up Star Wars. This is unbelievable. Okay. Okay. That's their spin. I promise I don't script this. I actually make a wheel and spin it. Alex Damon will get five, or I say just Alex Damon. Alex Damon and Jared Haybon will get five questions in the category of Star Wars. We all know who's going to be answering, though. Question number one, and it's a hit for 2 points. Question number two, hit for 2 points. Question number three, hitting it for 2 points. Question number four, hit for 2 points. Question number five, hits it for 2 points. Perfect round for the rock stars. And just so you know, I did use Alex Damon's Star Wars accuracy for that category. So, 25-24. Corruption holds the lead, and we're right where we were after round number one, with corruption having a 1 point lead over the rock stars. Again, it is 25 for corruption, 24 for the rock stars. So let's get going with round number three. How this will work, they will get random categories as their 2-pointer, their 3-pointer, and their 5-pointer. Now they excuse me. Okay. 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and 5-pointer. One competitor will have to take the two, another will have to take the three. They'll get to confer on their five. Questions always go to whoever is currently losing, which in this case is the rock stars. So their 2-pointer will come in the category of mixed bag. Mixed bag. So Jared Haybon will be taking the 2-pointer in mixed bag to give the rock stars the lead. And it's a miss from Jared Haybon. Jared Haybon misses the 2 in mixed bag. So now we go to Alex Damon for the 3-pointer in the category Wizarding World. That could be a big 2-point miss there. Wizarding World for Alex Damon. This is what they spun away from in round two. And Damon hits the 3-pointer in Wizarding World, though. So now Alex Damon has a 27. Alex Damon and Jared Haybon have a 27-25 lead over Corruption. So now we will go over to Corruption, where they will get their 2-pointer with a chance to tie the game. Their category, ooh, we know, Damon wanted it. Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones for Corruption. And it will be Mike Kalinowski taking the 2-pointer in Indiana Jones. Kalinowski takes the 2 in Indiana Jones. And he hits it for 2 points. And now we are tied right back up. 27, 27. So now we will stick with Corruption for their 3-pointer. So remember, the Rockstars only have their 5 left. Corruption has both their 3 and their 5. So we stick with Corruption for the 3-pointer. And their 3-point question come from the category of Middle Earth. Middle Earth for Chance Ellison. And he will hit it for 3 points. Man, so far they've gotten both categories that Damon would have wanted, Middle Earth and Indiana Jones. So now corruption 30-27. He is in, or they're in the lead, 30-27 over the Rock Stars. So now we go over to the Rock Stars for their 5-pointer. Now, if the Rock Stars hit this 5-pointer, it will give them a 2-point lead over corruption and force corruption to hit their 5. If the Rock Stars miss their 5-pointer, corruption will win the match. Their 5-point category is Star Trek. Star Trek. This is interesting for the 5. We know Damon can do well in it, but we just have his IG accuracy for this. So let's see what he can do in it. 5 points. Alex Damon. And Jared Haybun, I guess. I always forget about Haybun. For 5 points. They hit it in Star Trek for 5 points, and now the Rock Stars have a 2-point lead, and it bounces back to Corruption. The Rock Stars have 32, Corruption has 30. Rock Stars with 32, Corruption with 30, and now it will come down to this. Corruption will get their 5 point. If they hit it, they win the match. If they miss it, the Rock Stars will pull off the upset, a massive upset, and beat Corruption. The winner of this match will go on to play Swag in the semifinals. Here we Their 5-point question is in the category of Star Wars. They pull all of Damon's favorites, Indiana Jones, Middle-earth, and Star Wars. For 5 points, Corruption. And your winner, advancing to the semifinals to play Swag, Mike Kalinowski and Chance Ellison, Corruption, have pulled it off. What a match. The final score, Corruption 35, Rockstars 32. Jared Haybon played incredibly well. Now, obviously, Damon was the A player throughout that, but Haybon had the better round one. And honestly, Haybon's 2-point miss in what was it, mixed bag for the 2-pointer didn't really cost him. Even if he would have hit that, it would have ended at 35-34. So that 2-point miss didn't end up costing them. It was just, corruption. Only missed. They had perfect round two and a perfect round three. And they had a 1-point lead after round one, and they just held on to that lead. But what a great match. The Rockstars put up I think a lot better of a match than a lot of people thought they would. And yeah, props to the Rockstars. But unfortunately, they have been eliminated. And we have a semifinal match set. Corruption versus Swag. Mike Kalinowski and Chance Ellison versus Chandru Dhandapani and Paulo Yama. That's going to be a great semifinal match. And we're going to figure out who else advanced to the semifinals tomorrow. Because we are going to have the Burning Droogs, Brandon Hanna and the Warfather, go up against the Dungeon, Robert Parker and Kevin Smets. The winner will get to play the usual suspects, Janine the Machine and Jen Kemp, in the final four. So you got that to look forward to tomorrow. But guys, that is it for today's show. Corruption pulls out the win. If you guys can, please go check out the YouTube channel. Please subscribe and like and whatever else is you people say. And please put it in comments what you want me to simulate next. It can be a single match. It can be a dream card that you would like to see. It can be what ifs. It can be a tournament. Whatever you want me to simulate, please put it in the YouTube comments. I'd really appreciate it. But, yeah, that is it for today's show. If you want to see more of me, you can check me out at Teen Stock Movies, a weekly film discussion show on YouTube or podcast, Geek News Daily. That is my Monday through Friday morning movie news show. Nerd Film Trivia League, that is a bi-weekly movie trivia show I do. And you can find me on Letterboxd at Teen Stock Movies. So, thank you so much for listening, guys, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Goodbye, guys, and stay safe.